A few years ago, Chuck Collins got out of the retail office supply business in Juneau. A few months ago, he got a call from Office Max. He'd been in the business since the early 1980s and seemed to be enjoying the break, but there was no hesitation when the national firm asked if he'd like to manage the Juneau store.
When the opportunity arose, I was excited about it because I could go back to do it, plus I didn't have to be on the hook for purchasing all the inventory.
Collins is the kind of guy who will visit office supply stores while on vacation, and he's always liked Office Max. The company opened its first Alaska store in Anchorage in 1994. There are now two in Anchorage, one in Fairbanks, and at 17,000 square feet, Juneau will be the smallest in the state.
This is the first of its kind store that Office Max has opened. It's a new layout. It's a little bit more streamlined. It's more tech-oriented.
The publicly traded company has more than 1,000 retail stores in the U.S. and Mexico, as well as an international contract segment. Its roots go deep in the forest products industry, organizing in 1931 as Boise Cascade Corporation. The company sold its timberland, forest products, and paper holdings in 2004. Corporate headquarters are in Naperville, Illinois, just outside Chicago.
A lot of people from Chicago have been coming up here commenting on how beautiful Juneau is.
Collins says he's been to Office Max boot camp, at the Anchorage stores for training, and the company brought managers from Anchorage, Honolulu, and headquarters to help launch the Juneau store. It employs about 25 full and part-time staff at better than minimum wage, Collins says. They all hail from Juneau.
Office Max may not be what people might call a local business, but it's going to be pretty local looking when you come in here because they're going to say, hey, I know that guy. He's lived in Juneau his whole life.
The company is one of three major office supply stores looking at the Juneau market over the last 3 years. Retail consultant David Irwin says 2 years ago, Office Depot was close to opening a store here, then backed off. Irwin says Staples and Office Max were sizing up Juneau at the same time. Staples was considering stores in Juneau, Fairbanks, and Anchorage.
They had probably about three or four stores teed up, and they decided not to go. And when they decided not to go, all of a sudden, Office Max came in literally the next day.
Office stores have mostly been closing in Juneau in recent years. In August, Capital Office Supply shut its retail store. The 65-year-old company decided to concentrate on interior design and furniture for professional offices. At the time, owner Ted Quinn said office supplies are cumbersome and a lot of work for not a lot of revenue, especially in these days of big box stores and the internet. Consultant Irwin worked in the office supply industry for years and now works on behalf of Alaska properties such as Nugget Mall and retail outlets. He calls the capital city, population about 32,000, borderline for an office supply store.
It used to be that the office supply store looked for businesses. And then when everybody started getting a computer for their home or a fax machine, all of a sudden it created this homegrown business. And you have a lot of those in Juneau.
Office Max spokeswoman Nicole Miller says the company already had business contract customers in Southeast Alaska, and Juneau was the next logical market. When you enter the new store, the first thing you see is the tech area with all sorts of electronic gadgets. Look left for basic office goods, toward the back for office furniture, and right for just about everything you can imagine in office supplies.
We have choices, and the choices even have choices. We have traditional manila file folders. You need third-cut file folders, we got them. If you need third-cut file folders with zebra stripes on them, we have them.
I'm surprised to see toilet paper and coffee supplies.
Businesses need it too, and we want it. We want to supply everything they need.
In fact, in that aisle you're talking about, we not only have Kleenexes and toilet paper, you know, along with waste baskets and trash bags, but you'll notice there's even snacks in case they got hungry while they were working at the office.
Collins says he'll be looking for feedback from Juneau consumers because every market is a little bit different.
Back in the early 90s, when I was selling lots of office supplies in Sitka also, we used to sell a lot of fish clips. That was actually paper fasteners, but everybody in Sitka thought they were fish clips because they put them on the nose of their herring for bait. And if we have to get fish clips in here, we can do that.
The Office Max soft opening, as Collins calls it, will help work out the bugs for the grand opening on February 19th. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.